So yesterday, Saraji said that yogis need to know the objects, the material, the mentality and materiality which are arising when the circumstances meet, when they are given the opportunity to arise. So yogis should be noting the presently arising objects that are obvious, which are the paramattha, ultimate truth. And Saraji also said that in these objects, in these paramattha, ultimate truth, they have their own taste, they have their characteristics compared to the taste of food. And it is said that Bhutam Bhutato Pasati, one should observe and know things as they really are. So one should observe and know these objects which arise due to circumstances. One should observe them, know them as the way they really are. Bhutato is explained as yatha sabhavato. It means that in the way, Bhutato means in the way they are, in the way they really exist. So what really exists are sabhava lakana, unique or own characteristic, and samanya lakana, common characteristic. So sabhava lakana, unique or own characteristics, each and every object, each and every nama and rupa phenomena, each of them has their own unique characteristics. So their own unique characteristic is called sabhava lakana. And samanya lakana is common characteristics. So this samanya lakana is owned, or it has to do with all material, all mental and material phenomena. So by noting the objects at the moment of their arising, when kanika samadhi, when momentary concentration becomes strong, then the yogi comes to see the characteristics such as own unique characteristic and common characteristics. So each and every materiality, mentality, they have their own characteristic. So it is called sarasa. These mentality, materiality, they have their own characteristics compared to the taste of the food. So that's why yogi should note the presently arising object to know these unique individual characteristics as well as common characteristics. Every day, food has to be taken. So the food that is served on the table, it consists of many flavors or tastes: sweet, sour, spicy, hot, pungent, salty, and bitter. So in every food we take, there is taste or flavor. Some food contain sweet flavor, some food contains sour flavor, and some foods contain a mixture of sweet and sour. Some food contains salty taste, bitter taste, spicy hot taste, pungent taste. So there are six kinds of flavor or taste. Because these six kinds of flavors are desirable and it is liked by people, that's why they are called rasa. So flavor taste is called rasa because they are things that are desirable, things that are liked by beings. So the definition of rasa is rasiti asaditi raso, because these flavors, tastes are desired and liked by people, that's why they are called rasa. So when it is said that these flavors and tastes are liked and desired by people, it doesn't mean to say that these tastes are liked by tanha, craving. What it means that when someone sees the taste or flavor they like, they become happy and glad. So when they see the kind of food that has the right flavor they like, someone who likes sweet flavor, when he, she sees it, the person feels happy. So in the food, in the nutrition, there are six kinds of taste, six kinds of flavor. And because they are desired and liked by people, they are called rasa. So just as food contains flavors or taste, in the same way, the nama and rupa phenomena, they each of these nama and rupa phenomena, they have their own nature, they have their own characteristics, just like the taste or flavor of food. The nature of rupa, materiality, is that they change and alter due to the causes. And nama, mentality, has the nature of cognizing or knowing. And in the materiality, the four great essentials, Patavi Dhatu, earth element, has the nature of hardness, softness, roughness. These are the nature of Patavi Dhatu, earth element. And Apo Dhatu, water element, has the nature of moisture, moist, wet, cohesion, heaviness, congealing. These are the nature of Apo Dhatu, water element. The nature of Tejo Dhatu is Tejo Dhatu, fire element, is heat, cold. These are the nature of Tejo Dhatu. And
Paya lu pyo lo mya wo tumi akho lu pyo ma phet ma bu go e go.
And also, the nature of Tejo Dhatu is warmth, heat, cold,
Pobara,
lightness. These are the nature of Tejo Dhatu. And the nature of Vayo Dhatu, wind element, is stiffness, tension, movement. So each of them has their own nature, which is compared to the taste of food. And among the mentality, the mind has the nature of cognizing, knowing the object. It takes object, it knows the object, and passa, contact, has the characteristic of contacting or touching. And vedana, feeling, has the characteristic of feeling. So also the mentality, each of these mental mentalities have their own nature. So it is said that bhavatiti bhavo, because they exist, they are obvious and they exist as paramattha, ultimate truth, they are called bhava. And they each have their own characteristic and nature. That's why it is so called, say, it is said that sako bhavo sa bhavo. The nature that each and every mentality and materiality have is called sabhava. And this sabhava, the nature, is compared to the taste of food, and they really exist. So just as food have their own flavor and taste, in the same way, each and every mentality, materiality, has their own nature, which is compared to the taste or flavor of food. Because people, they are taking food every day, so this example is very easy for them to understand. That's why it is compared to the taste or flavor of food, that these mentality and materiality, they have their own nature, just like the taste of food. If one eats sugar, one will know its sweet taste. Eating lime, lemon, one will know the sour taste. If one eats chili, one will know its spicy, hot taste. If one eats something that is pungent, then one will know the pungent taste. Eating salt, one will know the salty taste. And if one takes bitter gourd, if one eats bitter gourd, one will know the bitter taste. Even though one knows the taste, flavor of the food, one cannot show this is the flavor, this is the taste. But these flavor and taste are known in the mind. So in the same way, there are natures arising in the body. In heaps and piles, there are a lot of natures obvious in the body. So in order to know the nature, one has to chew with satipatthana practice, so that the nature will be known, just like one knows the taste or flavor of the food. For example, noting rising. Rising is just the name or the vocabulary or the word, but noting rising, paying full attention, noting properly on rising of the abdomen, one will come to know the nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, which are compared to the taste of food. And when one notes falling properly, One can come to know the true nature, such as relaxation, contraction, movement. So, it is the nature of Vayo Dhatu, wind element, stiffness, tension, movement. These are the nature of Vayo Dhatu. But if the yogi is noting in a very easygoing manner, ordinarily noting the object, then he, she will not know the true nature. In order to note the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, yogi needs to note with jhanic factors. Yogi needs to note the object, aiming, directing the mind towards the object. And the yogi should note with ardent effort, full of alertness. But if the yogi is noting without aiming and directing his or her noting mind towards the object, without exerting effort, if he or she is noting in a very easygoing, cool manner, lacking alertness and activeness, then the yogi will not know the true nature. So the yogi should be noting with aim and effort in order that the noting mind will get to the object of meditation. And the noting mind should also rub onto the object. The noting should be effective. When Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, is not strong yet, at times, yogi will just know form or shape of the abdomen. So at the beginning of the practice, yogi may not see the true nature, but yogi may just only see form or shape of the abdomen. And at times, yogi may only see mode or manner of moving, but as the yogi notes continuously, asserting effort in the practice, noting the object with aim and effort, when his or her Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes strong, then the yogi will know beyond form or shape or manner, but his or her noting mind will fall onto the object, such as stiffness, tension, warmth, cold, heat, movement, and so on. So knowing the true nature, the yogi comes to know the truth. When the noting mind falls onto stiffness, yogi will come to know stiffness. When the noting mind falls onto tension, yogi will come to know the tension. When the noting mind falls onto movement, then the yogi come to know as movement. By this way, yogi come to know the true nature. So there are three things to be known by noting mentality and materiality objects. The first one is santana, form or shape. And the second one is akara, mode or manner. And the third one is sabhava, nature. So at the beginning of the practice, yogi may only know santana, form or shape, or at times the yogi may know akara, mode or manner of movement or moving. But as the yogi becomes skilled in noting, yogi will come to know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, warmth, cold, heat, pressure, and so on. So at the beginning, yogi may not know the true nature. The mind may only fall onto form or shape or the manner. So just like when someone put the food in the mouth, he, she will not know the taste immediately. Only when he, she chews properly, paying attention, the person will know the taste. So in the same way, at the beginning of the practice, yogi may not know the true nature. In the beginning, at times, the mind may fall on the form or shape of the abdomen. At times, the mind may fall on mode or manner of moving. But as the yogi practices, when he, she becomes skilled, he, she will come to know beyond form or shape and manner, he, she will come to know the nature, such as stiffness, warmth, cold, heat, tension, which are compared to the taste or flavor of food. So, one needs to note the object properly so as to know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, warmth, cold, heat, pressure, and so on. So, the meditation teacher asked the yogi, can you note rising and falling? Can you note rising and falling as soon as it arises? Can you note rising and falling with full attention and concentration on the object? If you can do so, what do you come to know? Noting rising, what do you come to know? Noting falling, what do you come to know? So a yogi who notes properly and who is very honest will be able to answer the question. So yogi must answer whether he, she comes to know form or shape of the abdomen, or is it that he, she comes to know mode or manner of moving, or does he, she come to know nature such as stiffness, tension, warmth, cold, heat, pressure, movement, and so on. If the yogi is answering this and that, if the yogi is answering this and that from his or her own thought, imagination, it shows that the yogi is not paying attention on the primary object. So, in order to note the object that is obvious in oneself, one needs to apply these jhanic factor to note it with full effort and strength. So, by noting these objects as they are, one will come to know them with their own unique nature or characteristics. So it is said, Salakhanato, you will come to know them with their own unique nature or characteristics. So Salakhana means unique or own characteristics that are distinct from the other ones. They are also called visesa lakkhana, distinct characteristic or distinct nature. So each of them has their own unique distinct nature characteristics. For example, stiffness, tension, movement is the unique individual distinct nature and characteristic of vayo dhatu, and it doesn't have to do with other elements or other materiality. So that's why stiffness, tension, movement are unique distinct characteristic only owned by vayo dhatu, no other materiality. So one has to note properly so that one will come to know the unique individual characteristics. And also, noting these objects, one will also come to know common characteristics. For example, if one eats something sweet, one gets the sweet taste on the tongue, and the sweet taste dissolves after a moment. And the knowing mind that knows the sweet taste also dissolves. When one eats sour taste, the sour taste dissolves after a moment. Noting mind knowing the sour taste also dissolves. So in the same way, the taste that dissolves, that doesn't say it arises and passes away, the knowing mind also arises and passing away. So arising and passing away is common to everything, the taste, the knowing mind. So they are the common nature, common characteristic. So arising and passing away, nature is owned by everything, the taste, the knowing mind. It is not something that is unique, but it is common to everything. So that's why it is said, samano bhavo, samano. It means that the arising and passing away nature is common, is a common sign to everything. That's why they are common characteristics. So by noting continuously on objects that arise, applying jhanic factors, practicing according to the Satipatthana method, one will know the unique individual characteristic as well as common characteristics of arising and passing away. So the nature such as stiffness, tension, movement, it is made up of very small particles of tension, stiffness, movement, and so on. Making up of these small particles of stiffness and tension and so on, it makes up an aggregate or a big heap or a pile of materiality of vayo dhatu. So by knowing the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, which is unique characteristic, distinct characteristic of vayo dhatu, which is unique to vayo dhatu. And because it could be touched, because it is tangible, by knowing this stiffness, tension, and movement, one comes to know puddhapa yarana. One comes to know this base of puddhapa. And because it bears its own nature, because it bears its own quality or nature, it is also called dhatu. And one is coming to know puddhapa dhatu, the element, puddhapa element. And according to the four satya, it is included in Dukkha Satya, the truth of suffering, the materiality being the truth of suffering. So by noting the object with effort, with full attention and effort, one comes to know stiffness, tension, movement. So one is coming to know the truth, and one is profiting from the practice. So if one does not note at the moment of arising, one will not know the true nature, then one is losing knowledge one lose to develop knowledge. So when one loses to develop knowledge, there will be avijja. Avijja is not only not knowing, but also knowing wrongly. So not knowing correctly, one will know things wrongly. So it is compared to eyes, which has cataract. So eyes, which has cataract, does not see properly. And even if the person sees, it will be vague, not clear, or seeing wrongly, or one does not see at all. So in the same way, if one does not note properly on the objects applying jhanic factors according to the satipatthana practice, one will not know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on. So if one notes properly applying jhanic factors according to the satipatthana method, one will know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on. Knowing the nature of stiffness, tension, movement, one is coming to know the materiality, especially the materiality which is include, especially the truth of suffering. So by developing knowledge, avijja, ignorance, will automatically be dispelled. So just like the example, when the light comes, darkness is automatically dispelled. So in the same way, knowledge, knowing the truth of suffering, when it is developed, the darkness of avijja will automatically be dispelled. So one has to note so as to know the true nature. If one is not mindful, he, she will be losing to develop knowledge. If one is lacking mindfulness for 5 minutes, he, she will be losing to develop knowledge for 300 moments. If the person is lacking mindfulness for 1 hour, then he, she will be losing to develop knowledge for 3,600 moments. If the yogi is able to note properly, then knowledge will arise and the yogi will profit. If the yogi does not note properly, then he, she will not be developing knowledge and he, she will be losing. So yogis should calculate whether you are losing or making profit. In 1 day, the moments you profit, is it more, or the moments you lose is more than you are making profit? So one should be calculating oneself. By noting the object meticulously, thoroughly, properly, yogi will be making profit in the practice. One will be gaining nikkhama sukha by noting the presently arising object. Only if one can note in such a way that one gains nikkhama sukha, it will be worthy of giving up kama sukha, worldly pleasure. But if the yogi is taking easy in the practice, not asserting effort, then the yogi is losing kama sukha, having to give up worldly pleasure to come to the retreat. And in the retreat also, if he, she is not noting, practicing properly, he, she will also be losing nikkhama sukha. In this way, the person who is not working properly will be losing both the worldly happiness as well as the nikkhama sukha. So practicing satipatthana meditation is to uplift, one's life so that one's quality and virtue will shine. So Xiaoji would like to urge the yogis again to practice respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly cherishing the Dhamma. So 1 hour is up. It will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.